We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome into the Pixie Dust podcast. Today is a pretty huge day for folks who have been watching Walt Disney World's closure, which has been an unprecedented event in Walt Disney World history. And we sit and wait, and we have so many questions about what is going to happen next. And I am here with Erica Murphy, my often co-host here on the Pixie Dust podcast. And so we're welcoming people in that are streaming with us live on Facebook, on the Pixie Dust podcast Facebook page, and also on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. So thank you so much for joining us. And Erica, I have lots and lots of questions, but I think, as is the case from time to time, it'd be better for you to just start talking and for us to just do some listening. So a lot of info coming out today about the Pixie Dust podcast. What can you tell us?
Yeah. And actually, I guess kind of circling back to starting last night, I think is when it started coming out, when they announced that the Food and Wine Festival is going to be extended starting July 15th, which I know I've mentioned time and time again. It's my hands down favorite festival. And
yeah, I've never been
a chance to experience it. And it is amazing, amazing. So that came out last night that they are extending the Food and Wine Festival. And with that, they are canceling the Not So Scary Halloween Party that's coming up this fall as well. So to me, it's a great trade-off. I mean, yeah. The festival is just so amazing. And they haven't mentioned anything about the holiday festival. So that's still more information to come too.
I thought it was interesting on the announcement about the Mickey's Not So Scary Party. One thing I thought that was interesting was that they did mention the Christmas party and they said that they hadn't made a determination yet. So it wasn't like in many cases with a lot of things, Disney World these days, we have just, it was like radio silence. They acknowledged that they have made the decision about the Halloween party, which I will add. So my trip is planned for the end of July, lapping over into August. And I just kept, because I'm being an optimist about this, and I'm not an optimist about anything, thinking like, oh, maybe if everything gets back to normal, maybe they'll do fireworks or whatever. They said that one of the reasons why they were canceling the Halloween party is because it's comprised of events, fireworks and shows and gatherings, and those things aren't going to be happening. So that kind of made me go, okay, I'm going to very much so limit the expectations that I have on the big grand events that they've canceled. But yeah, that comprising the Halloween experience at Magic Kingdom was one of the reasons why they canceled it.
Yeah. So that was some big news that came out last night, which has kind of been overshadowed by the amazing news that came out today. So today there was a huge, huge announcement. We've heard time and time again that they are working on this new reservation system, that moving forward, in order to get into a Disney park, so you not only need park admission, so you need a park ticket, but you also need a park reservation for the park that you want to visit on which particular day. So we knew this was coming. We didn't know when it was coming. And so today they announced that it is completed and they are rolling it out June 22nd for people with existing ticket and Walt Disney World reservations. So starting this Monday, it's all through My Disney Experience.
Do you mean by existing Walt Disney World reservations, you mean resort reservations?
Yes, like I'm sorry.
So I just want to clarify. The word reservation means a lot of things right now. We've got old reservations and new reservations. You got fast pass reservations. No, you don't have fast pass reservations. Dining reservations, though, they all went away. So people who So start again from the top, just so that we clarify exactly what the expectation is here for people who are tuning in with us.
So if you have an existing park and resort reservation, so tickets and resort, you can make your park reservations on Monday, June 22nd. This upcoming Monday. And they're doing this in waves because, as we know, they have kind of put a pause on new reservations for now. The last couple weeks, they haven't been allowing any modifications or any new resort reservations. And it's so they could really focus on the guest experience that they have right now. You know, this has been, like you said, an unprecedented time. It's stuff that we haven't experienced before. And I think it's really important to note that amidst all of this, Disney is still thinking about the guest satisfaction and the guest experience and making sure that the people with existing reservations are taken care of. So you have a full 4 days before people with even the annual passes. So if you have an existing resort reservation, you get to book your park reservations before people, even the local AP people. So I think that's kind of cool.
So you've been, to explain real quick before we get into the rest of the details here, you mm-hmm. are a Disney travel agent. Is that right? Am I allowed to say that? I know that there's like semantics. Fix what I just said there. What are you?
I'm a travel agent and okay. I specialize in Disney vacations.
So there you go. Whatever that is, however, that's different than what she said. But you have spent the last how many weeks, if not months, waiting to hear a lot of the information that we've heard today. And you've spent today doing what?
Webinar after webinar and looking up calls and reading blogs. And so it was released to everybody today, travel agents and the general public. It was all released today. So Disney's really good about their advanced training for us. So we had immediately, it's like, I was actually on a webinar when the email came out that this was coming. So it was kind of cool that, you know, we could ask questions live and that our trainers were right there, you know, every step of the way with screenshots. So, you know, they're really giving us a deep dive so that we can help you guys for Monday when this all opens up.
Yeah. Cause that's been the thing that's been so frustrating for everybody is you understand that there's no precedent for what is taking place now. And everybody has questions and nobody has answers because the answers didn't exist quite yet. As Kelly comments on our Facebook Live right now, good to see good to see they're starting to get things back on track. That is, I think, the hope that a lot of us do have right now is that this is a big step in the right direction to making sure that information is going to be coming to people. So we're getting some comments in here. If you're watching live or if you're listening to this on the podcast, we will try to bring the relevant conversations or comments from you. Make sure you like the Pixie Dust podcast on Facebook and you can participate in these when we do them live. So Erica, start from the top. Tell us what people need to know, the big developments over the last 24 hours here.
So the big developments is Food and Wine has been extended to July 15th. So it's going to go just through the fall. Previously, it was just a couple weeks in the fall. It has now been extended through the summer and fall. They have canceled the Mickey Not So Scary Halloween party. They have not given us information on the Christmas parties and the Festival of Holidays at the Epcot. That has not been announced yet. And the new park reservation system is launching for current resort guest Monday, June 22nd.
So let's talk about the Disney, the Disney Park Pass system. Is that what we're calling it here?
Yep. The Disney Park Pass system.
Okay. So what is it? What is the Disney Park Pass system? What do people need to know and understand about what is going to be required of them on their Disney stay?
Yeah. So we have talked previously about how important the My Disney experience is for the trip that you take to Walt Disney World. That's how you previously booked all your fast passes, which again, fast passes are still put on hold for now. So we will not have fast passes with this new park pass system. But everything that you do, Disney dining reservations, everything is through My Disney experience. And they have taken this time over the closure.
And that's an app on your phone or part of the website. So when we say My Disney Experience or MDE for short, you can download that app on your phone or you can access it from going to the Walt Disney World website.
And just to kind of go back when we had mentioned, if you do currently have a current resort reservation and you are looking forward to make your Disney Park Pass system reservation on Monday, they, as of right now, you have to go on a desktop and access it from the website. You can't access the Disney Park Pass system on the app as of right now. They are working on that, but for this first iteration, if you're going to make the reservations Monday, make sure to jump onto the website and not the app.
Okay. All right.
But the My Disney Experience, it's just actually, you can see it right now on the screen if you're watching us on Facebook. It's going to be very similar to how you previously made your FastPass Plus reservations. So you simply click on a date. It's going to be up in the top right-hand corner where you see the My Disney Experience. If you just go up, Annie, right next to our logo, there you go, the My Disney Experience. That's how you access all your plans. You're going to see your family, all of your photos, everything for your trip is going to be in that location. Previous to Monday, make sure that this is up to date. They're working on it.
Those so seven sure. dwarves are always working on things. Man, they're hard workers.
Hi-ho, hi-ho. Yeah. So make sure that all of your information is loaded into your My Disney Experience app. Make sure you have all your family members included. Make sure you have your address up to date. Make sure you have your credit card information, your reservations linked.
And if you click on profile here, is it going to show personal information?
I probably wouldn't do that on
here. Okay. But if you go to My Disney Experience in the top toolbar of your website and you click on under your name, My Avatar. Now everybody knows that my avatar is Tinkerbell.
That's do you know what my too.
Is it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you know what my husband's is?
What?
Peter Pan.
Oh.
Do you know that we were on our last Disney trip, just the two of us, and I was walking around making fast passes and I go, "Hey, you're Peter Pan and I'm Tinkerbell."
Oh.
It was not intended. I was like, "Oh, this is fate." Yeah. So, we've been married for 13 years and I was like, "Oh, look at this."
Dan is Bruce from Nemo the Shark. Which is also very fitting. But I'm a little spunky, so that's why I lean towards Tink. But I see you have your top knot bun. I mean, it's all
I do. That's because it's Friday, not because I want to be like Tinkerbell, but whatever floats. All right. So the information that you want to have updated in My Disney Experience, what are the things that people need to include in here?
So you need to make sure, first and foremost, that you have your reservation linked. So if you have a current reservation, and even if you didn't book with me, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out, and I'm happy to help walk you through the My Disney Experience app or the website, because it's very simple to do, but you get a resort confirmation number when you book, whether it's tickets or a resort package, and you literally just put the number into the application. You'll see there's a very easy spot. It just walks you right through it, and then it'll link your reservation. And that is going to be very, very important, because if you do not have those linked, you will not be able to access the Disney Park Pass system on Monday. So you need to make sure this weekend, go on, make sure all your family members are created. It's still, again, the same way that you would do if you were booking your dining or fast passes, how you go and you pick for the different family members. It's going to be the very same way. And when they were walking with us today, it was very similar to the fast pass where it had the four parks listed and you clicked it and you clicked a date. It looked very, very similar to what the previous fast pass system was. So it's very user-friendly. And it confirms, you know, what park you want to select. And then all of that, just like your fast passes and all that, is listed in the My Plan section of your My Disney Experience.
So when you go up to My Disney Experience and you click here, again, I'm not going to click on that right now, 'cause I'm not 100% sure if like confirmation numbers are going to show up or whatever, but all right. Is there any other, information, Erica, that you want to share specifically regarding the park reservation system, details they told you about? Can we park hop if I have park hopper tickets? Yeah. I'm an annual pass holder. I just became an annual pass holder for the first time in February, and I would like to be able to use that to the max. What are people going to have to do?
Again, as of right now, the park hopper has been put on pause. So what Disney is doing, there's a couple options. And again, if you want to contact me, I can help you walk through with your specific option, because if you have ticket only, it's one opportunity. If it's with a package, it's something else. So you can either extend those tickets if it is for next year, I'm sorry, if it's for later, you know, maybe you want to hold on to those. But if you're going in July or August, you know, it's definitely not going to be around before then. So so Disney will issue refunds on any of the park hoppers that won't be used, because as of right now, you will receive one park reservation per day. So if you book Magic Kingdom for the 27th, that is the park that you will be at for that day.
So I saw this, I think it was in what we were reading on the Disney website earlier this morning. It said you were going to pick a day, a park, and a time.
Mm-hmm.
What is indicated by the time?
The time is just the park hours. So as of right now, they are listing the park hours 60 days in advance. So if you're going in the next couple months, the park hours will be listed there for you. Moving forward, they're going to change that.
So it's not like saying I'm going to be there at noon. Correct. And it's not saying like if I'm going to be there at 9 a.m. that I get 4 hours or something. Like, so if I pick Magic Kingdom and I only get to pick one day, I get the whole day at Magic Kingdom.
Correct. And you can come and go as many times as you want.
Like when you leave, you're not surrendering your spot or anything like that. You get that day for Magic Kingdom.
Correct. And you can go swim or take a nap, whatever you want to do. And then you can go back as many times as you want, as long as it's the park that you have the reservation for.
Okay. I got some questions coming in here. If you're watching us on Facebook, please consider liking the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page, because we have so many episodes that we have done about planning your Disney World vacation that mean absolutely nothing now. So I said to my husband, I go, everything, I created this entire podcast over the way to maximize your Disney World trip, and it's all done. So we are going to have to learn more. And I'm excited that my trip starts in the end of July and goes into August. I think we'll be there 9 days after the parks are open. So I will have a lot of firsthand experience that I will be relaying back and forth with Erica. And I really hope, especially considering I think my time is going to be spent a little bit differently at Disney World this year. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that here in a minute, that I'll have a little more time on my hands. And so maybe we'll do an actual From Disney World podcast if Erica can find the time. Maybe I have to schedule a reservation with Erica. So I've got a couple of comments here that I want to get to. So if you are watching this live, please, if you have any questions whatsoever, I would love to bring them on. And Erica is the one who, I haven't even had a pre-conversation with her about most of this. So I have my own questions. Ryan, who had a trip booked with you in May, comments, and he's actually a cast member of my actual radio show that I do, says any discounts or promos announced? I'm sure that he is looking to reschedule it. And then we also have Anna, who has commented here. We have an October trip scheduled that we are probably going to cancel. How far out is Disney booking into 2021? And do you have an early indication on availability and pricing? So those two comments kind of in the same vein. What can you tell us?
Yeah. So that was actually the second part of the information that came out today. That was really, really big news, that historically we'd mentioned that the previous year comes out in June. And as of today, they did announce that by June 28th, so it could be a couple days earlier, but they're saying by June 28th, the packages for 2021 are going to be released. So we will be able to book new reservations through September of 2021 as of June 28th. So that was a huge, huge thing that came out today. They haven't announced any promotions as of now. I believe they're still going to be running at a lower capacity through 2021 as this kind of develops and goes from there. So I think as things open, we'll kind of see what that looks like as far as if they are at the capacity max, then I don't anticipate seeing any promotions, but maybe they're not at those levels and then they'll issue a promotion. So it's just kind of one of those wait and sees on the promotion side of it, but we can book 2021 and we're so excited, because I know a lot of people were bummed that they had to cancel for this spring and they, you know, want to go next spring or next summer. So starting next week, we can do that.
If Anna is still watching, I'm interested to know like what are the reasons, like what were the final straws for you to cancel? I'll speak a bit about my trip. So I'm taking my parents for the first time. So I am drunk on the Disney magic. I am not somebody who is easily persuaded. to like completely give myself over to something and be a fangirl mm-hmm. about many things. I'm a pretty, you know, straight thinker, a massive overanalyzer, and I'm kind of thrifty. So my first experience of being at Disney in 2018 with my family was born out of getting off of a really rough year in 2017, my husband getting a really great new job. I got a really great new job. And it just was like, what do? You go to Disney World. And it was very much for me, for my husband, for my family, like we need to go exhale. And we thought, what would be the most fun thing to do? Well, let's try Disney World. It's something that would be great to do for the kids. Started to research it. Went and was swept off our feet. And then we went back again the next summer. And then my husband and I went earlier this year, just the two of us, for a 3-night or a 4-night long weekend to consider buying DVC. We did purchase DVC, which is the Disney Vacation Club. It's their version of a timeshare. So that is how I came into this. Like massive, swept off my feet by this thing that is Disney. It is my pastime. It is what I do to not think about other things that are stressing me out. And I do news talk for a living. That is a radio show I do. So I'm steeped in news and politics. And right now is a really difficult time to be doing that.
Yeah.
Disney is my outlet and Disney hasn't been there. So for the positive news, I hope it's positive news for you, but I know for people like Anna as well, that you've been waiting and waiting and you're kind of waiting. It's a chip and a chip and a chip. And eventually it gets to be too much. There's not enough left. For me specifically, I wanted to bring my parents along with us in this trip because first and foremost, I want my kids to experience Disney World with their grandparents. Yeah. I want the magic connection that exists at Disney I want my kids to make memories with my parents while they can. We have done it with the second year we went with my husband's parents. So I'm just really excited to do that. And my biggest concern this whole time has been, are my parents going to come and experience something that isn't Disney, isn't the thing that made me want to go back and back and back and buy into the timeshare? And like I said, I'm a frugal person and you know, we can talk about timeshares and all that at a different time. I keep asking Erica these questions and it keeps turning up heads for me. Like I say I need heads and it turns up heads. I've been very lucky that way. I am bummed about the park hopping thing. I want to be able to, you know, bob and weave my way through Disney World because I have maximized my knowledge of it. And I'm obsessed with researching it. That's not going to be there, but I think that's okay. That actually kind of forces me to exhale on vacation, which as a working mother of three and my mm-hmm. husband, who is, you know, he's a teacher, he's full-time employed. We have three kids. This is going to be slower. I actually think that if we can get into a park each day, that the lowered capacity, which I don't know if you can speak at all, if you know anything more than what's been out there, Erica, from today, the lowered capacity is actually going to contribute to the plus side for my family to be there. I am really super bummed about Happily Ever After the fireworks being gone. That was a tough punch. And when I took the survey that Disney sent out, they're like, would you still, like, what are the top five things that would be deal breakers for you? Happily Ever After and Fantasmic were my top two. I don't know that either of those are going to be happening for a while. I Happily Ever After certainly won't. I don't know if they've ever officially said Fantasmic. They're kind of vague about, like, is that a nighttime spectacular? It seems like it is.
Yeah.
So for me, my parents are not going to necessarily go at the breakneck speed through at Disney or want to go. They would try to keep up with us. They are not necessarily going to want to go at that breakneck speed. This is going to slow our trip down.
Yeah.
I think that the reduced capacity combined with the social distancing measures is still going to shake out in a way that benefits the amount of time it's going to take us to go through the things at Disney to maximize our experience. I still think we're going to be able to get more done in less time at this point of the reopening.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that I am hanging my hat on, and I could be completely wrong, and I will tell you when we come back if I was wrong on this, is that I think that the reason why I love Disney is more of the idea. And you know, we call it magic. That's what we call it. But there is a way that Disney does things and a way that Disney treats guests that is not like any experience that I have in any other, you know, commerce relationship that I have in Target or Walmart or at a restaurant or, you know, wherever you go. It's that is what sucked me in is getting treated not just right, but getting treated so well that I am trusting Disney to come up with ways to sprinkle magic all in front of my path. And maybe it's when we wanted to go this way. Now we have to go that way. I am trusting Disney to make good on that. And like I said, if I'm wrong, I will tell you. But I think that if on any given Disney vacation, I get to do, I don't know, there's so much to do there. What do you do? Like 20% of what's available to you. If on any given vacation, you're only going to get to do 20% of what's there, Disney is specifying the 20% a little bit more this time of that I'm going to get to experience than maybe all the picking and choosing that I can do. I'm still going to trust Disney to make it the magical experience that they have done so well in doing previously. And if I'm wrong, I'll tell you. But, you know, that kind of lays it out for me. Anna says here, the mask for her husband, you do have to wear masks. I am trying on different masks because I don't want to be uncomfortable. He said he is uncomfortable and reluctant participant in general. The idea of having to wear a mask has him kind of on the edge. I think the potential of a fall visit makes him nervous with the potential resurgence because she said she was going in October. So that's totally valid. Do you have any recommendations for people who are maybe like Erica, how Anna might be working with another travel agent? And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you work with a travel agent. If you know somebody, work with them. It costs you nothing extra. They will save you money. Erica is, in my opinion, the very best. So her email is erica@magicexpeditions.com. But for people like Anna who are talking about this, they have this October trip. They haven't canceled yet. Any thoughts, recommendations?
Yeah. And I have, I've had several people reach out to me and say those exact things. I'm on the fence. And unfortunately, as a travel agent, and even as a friend, there's nothing that you know, your family, you know, your hard limits. My job is to supply you with all the information and all the facts so that you can make that decision for your family. Personally, in my experience, I've been going to Disney my entire life. I've been going since I was a child. Like you said, to me, it's not the attractions. It's not the entertainment that makes Disney for me. That's just the icing on the cake. It's those experiences with my family. It's those memories that we're creating. It is walking around the corner and seeing the castle for the first time. Those monuments are still going to
look different.
And it's got a facelift.
I love it. I'm a big fan. Yeah. I know you're old school. Do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, it's very pretty. It is very pretty. And it's not a cupcake. So for that, I'm grateful for that.
Well, they did a really smart thing by setting the bar extremely low with the cupcake. And if you don't know that just Google Cinderella Castle cupcake.
Yeah, it's bad. But, you know, it's those memories that what you make of it. And I completely understand if this is your first trip and you haven't been for a long time, you have the thought of wanting your child to run up and see Mickey and give him a hug. And you're not going to be able to do that. And I understand that those are some things that can be really disappointing. However,
your deal breaker.
Look at it from both sides. Look at it from both sides. Because for me, I'm a travel agent. I love Disney. I've gone many times. My number one thing that I wish that I could change about our personal Disney vacations is I don't particularly like having everything scheduled. I like to wake up when I want to wake up, and I don't want to feel like I'm being rushed going to a fast pass or a reservation. And this has given you the opportunity to do that. So you no longer have to be like, oh, I'm sorry. I know you really want to stop and eat this Mickey ice cream, but you can't because we have to go run it to get this Space Mountain.
We're going to miss this. We're going to miss that. Yeah.
We're not going to have that anymore. So you can just stop. And if there's a moment that you want to lay in the grass in front of the castle, you can do that. And I think that personally sounds really lovely to me.
You just have to do it 6 feet from somebody else.
Well, yeah.
Don't go lay down on the grass in front of the castle right next to somebody else.
Be like, Erica said, we need to lay in the grass. No.
I was listening to the Pixie Dust podcast. Is this where we lay down on the grass?
Great.
Is it here?
Well, we had a good run. We had a really good run.
Are you serving me papers? So Ryan asked, any discounts or promotions announced? I don't know if there is anything official, but you can tell us what's official or maybe what your hunch is.
Yeah, and nothing officially has been released yet. 2021 is the 50th anniversary, so we were already anticipating it to be a big year for Disney. Historically, after things like 9/11, when they did close for a few days, they did release some promos to try and entice people to get back to the parks. Unfortunately, we don't know what this is going to look like. If people, I mean, Shanghai sold out in one day. So I think we'll have a better idea once we see what this park reservation system looks like for next week. I think that's going to give us a good idea as to what the capacity levels are going to be like. So as of right now, we'll see. Nothing officially has been released as far as any promotions or discounts.
And
but
Ryan,
that doesn't mean that
Ryan,
they
won't. Yeah, Ryan had a trip booked with you at the end of May. So he's already in contact with you. But if you're listening to this or watching this live on our Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page, I would encourage you to email Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. If you are interested, like our good friend Tony told Erica, we'll go to the Polynesian if you can get us this, and that under $3,000. And lo and behold, there's Erica, and she nailed it. So if you are somebody who is thinking, like, I know that there are a lot of people who are like, get me out of here. Wherever here is for you normally, you want to be there, not here anymore, because 2020 has been quite a ride. So you may want to go to Disney World. And depending on when they open things up, or if they have a super low capacity here in 2020 and they decide, like, there's a lot of things they could decide to do. The number one thing to do is to email Erica at magicexpeditions.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook on our Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. You can send a message there and Erica will respond to it and say, I'm kind of thinking about going in the fall, or I would like to go first thing the day that they open up reservations for everybody. You can set up your expectation. Erica will write down your information and have that for you the second it's like the next time you talk to her. If you don't go back and forth with her like I do all the time, you'll know what you can do, and you won't have to have that conversation start then. You can be right at the front of her list. I've got Claudine's Facebook message here on our Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. If we already have existing hotel park reservations, if we want to extend our park days, can we do that? Our cruise was canceled twice. I'm sorry about that, Claudine. I know that has been quite a bummer. A lot of the stories of what people are saying, my heart breaks for every single one of you, because I have had this July vacation and I never really allowed myself to think that it was going to go away. But then as it got closer, I was like, but what if it does? And so many people did lose their trips. Mine's still going to be a very modified experience. So Claudine, I'm glad you have those hotel park reservations. Erica, can you make them longer at all?
As of right now, they are still not accepting any modifications. So the call that we were on this afternoon said that they anticipate us having more information within the next couple weeks. But as of right now, they're still just trying to get all of the current reservations settled. And then they are going to open for 2020 by June 28th. So like Ryan had to reschedule his trip. I'm going to touch base with him after this because he wants to go this fall. So once those open up for 2020, you can make new reservations. So I would think that within the next couple of weeks, we'll get some more information on modifying existing trips based on availability as well. And the really cool thing they did a walkthrough today with the park reservation system is moving forward, before you purchase your tickets, we'll be able to see if there is a Disney Park Pass reservation available before you even book your tickets. So
you know,
if you really want to go to the Magic Kingdom, maybe it's full at capacity that day. You don't just go ahead and extend your trip or buy your tickets before you know if that park pass is available.
That's a really smart move. And Claudine, I don't know if you have somebody who you're connected with right now, but you can email Erica or contact her on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. And if you don't have somebody you're already working with, she can help you. Assuming, you know, like you said, at this point, or, you know, that there are things that are going to change along the way. I would assume that anything is actually up for potential changing at any time. A lot of disclaimers, a lot of fine print, because we're still in a pandemic and we're going into hurricane season. So why not have a hurricane and a pandemic? It's 2020. Let's get it all out of the way.
Yeah.
So reach out to Erica and you know, tell her your story and let her know what your expectations, your hopes, and your dreams are. And then if she can make that happen for you, she certainly will. Let's get talk to Todd here says, what are your thoughts? We've been canceled twice now, 3-day park hopper, then a 7-day cruise. That's known as a land and sea excursion. Not at all satisfied with how Disney is giving drips of bad news. Why are healthy people being punished? I am seeking a full refund. We know Disney are not willing to go with half the service and half the entertainment. I've seen that comment quite a bit, is that people feel like for the money that you spend on a Disney trip, the modified experience that you are going to get from that is not worth it. I will interject here that I believe that is very much a personal decision. And that I would think if you're making that decision because of how you believe it affects you personally, based on your expectations, your budget, and your expense, that you're the only one who can make that decision for you. But Erica, any thoughts on what Todd's suggesting there, saying there?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I had my personal trip. My son just turned one last month, and we had a trip planned for his first birthday, and we were going to get his first haircut. And
the entire trip was centered around Baby B's first haircut. Yeah.
And it got canceled. And and so I'm so disappointed, and my heart just breaks for people that have. I've had people that were scheduled in March, and then they rebooked for June and got canceled again. And so I know how frustrating it is. And I think the thing, and it's been frustrating for me as a travel agent to not have the information for everybody too. But I have to keep telling myself that these are unprecedented times. We have never gone through a pandemic like this before. And so somebody like Disney, you know, we're in this together. So we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I mean, look at these past 3 months. If 3 months before, if even around Christmas time, if you would have told me that we would be here right now, I would have been like, no, that's only in the movies. But here we are. And something that's really important about Disney is before they make any decisions, they have 4 keys that they look at. And so whenever they're building a new attraction or making any adjustments to the parks, they look at these 4 keys. And if it fits all 4 of these keys, then they'll move forward with it. And the number one thing above anything is safety. So they want to make sure that the guests are as safe as possible when they enter the park, when they're on property, as they're going through and doing these things. And right now with everything and all the unknown, it wasn't safe. So while I wish that we would have had all the information up front, I think that they were doing the best that they could with the information that was given. And I mean, within the next couple of weeks, things could change again, depending on, you know, maybe more murder bees are going to come. I mean, we don't know.
Murder hornets. I don't need murder bees and murder hornets. Can we please keep it to one terrifying insect at a time?
Yeah. So
a hurricane of murder bees.
Oh my goodness. I do understand the frustration, and I do understand the anger that can come behind it, because I mean, I had a great experience with Braden's first haircut. He cried, and it was, I got my pictures, and it was the whole thing, but it wasn't at Disney. And I had my heart set on that. Adorable. So there was a part of me that was so frustrated. He did look really adorable, but it wasn't on Main Street, and it wasn't what I had in mind. But I have to keep telling myself that they are doing the absolute best that they can with what we all have. And I think they're doing their best to get us as much information. And they don't, that's the other thing about Disney, is that they don't ever do anything half. So, you know, we talk about having half of an experience. They're not going to roll out a new My Disney Experience application if it's not correct. So if it's going to be all glitchy and it's going to be all terrible, they're not going to do that. So, you know, I think they're doing the best.
I want to add too that, you know, as I said, I have a radio show. That is what my actual real job is. This is what I do for fun. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the way that this entire pandemic has been handled from state to state, you know, no matter where you fall on the mask issue, if you're somebody who's always going to be a mask wearer, or if you're somebody who's never going to be a mask wearer, the advice that we have gotten over and over and over as a country has kind of been all over the place. Yeah. And the numbers, the predictions versus what actually ended up coming to fruition kind of has been all over the place. So when you consider Disney in the context, this a smaller portion of this much larger thing that is a global, on a global scale. I think it's real. It helps me get through this so that I can kind of understand a little bit more of what Disney has to deal with, which is goalposts that are moving, like the final result of whatever statistical actual data, not predictions that they get. Well, that's even changed over the course of time. So the way I look at it, my July trip, I can, and I'm somebody who's going to frequent Disney World. I will go back to Disney World. This is not like the trip that I was going to take. So I think that makes a big difference based on what people's decisions are going to be. But I don't know when Disney World is going to be quote unquote normal again. I don't know if it will ever be normal again. I think that Disney is going to have to take this. They don't have a choice. They're going to have to take this moment in time and turn it into something that is better on the other end. And when I say the other end, we are still in the midst of this. As far as me and my family at the end of July going into August, I don't care how, I mean, there's probably a limit to how many punches I'm willing to take. Certainly when we're talking about park reservations, and if I'm limited to just a few days, if I'm going to be there for a long trip and only a few days in the parks, that's going to be problematic for me. But I would rather have a modified experience at Disney than whatever I would be doing at home. So yeah. I want to take a vacation. I want to go experience what elements of Disney are there for me to experience. And that might not be worth the money for some people. For my family, it's not like we can take a trip. Another vacation that we would take maybe instead is to go take a road trip and go watch the St. Louis Cardinals play baseball at another stadium. There's no baseball. My son has a baseball team, and we spend a lot of time driving around and watching him play. His team's not playing baseball. Like, there's the alternative, like the reality that we're living in sucks. And Disney is within this reality that we're living in. It doesn't, it's very hard, but important to look at the way Disney has disseminated information and hasn't disseminated information and understand the context with which they are equipped to disseminate information. They don't know. They are worried about safety. They have such a much larger enterprise to run than anybody else who's in the game. And they have a lot more at stake. So I am just, again, potentially a Disney apologist here about this. I think that Disney's doing the best job. And the best job that they can do is not enough for a lot of people's money. And it's a personal decision. I can only imagine like the conversations that you have had with people. Do you remember how many trips you've had canceled this year?
It's been a lot. And I will say a lot of them do want a book for 2021, which again is great. But
you've heard a lot of stories, and you've had to deal with a lot of very disappointed people.
Yes. And that's what I tell them. You know, I can give you my personal opinion for my family. I can give you the facts, and I will only give you the facts as they come out from Disney, because there's a lot of speculation out there, and there's a lot of different stories, which we've talked about this before. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I don't think that you should get all riled up until it is officially out of Disney's mouth. Oh, so I will give you the facts, the absolute facts as I hear them. And you know, some of that will change too. We were talking on our call this morning that he said, you know, sometimes things change even by the time that we have the call. And this morning the email came out 5 minutes after we were on the call. So, you know, things are constantly changing, and just making sure that we're being flexible. But my job is just to be an advocate for you. So whatever, if you need to vent, if you need to cry, if you need to be frustrated or angry, I am here.
Doesn't even have to be about Disney.
It doesn't. No, let's just talk about whatever. I will listen to it. But, you know, that's my job, is to kind of take that away, because as a travel agent too, I can kind of work out the logistics, because you have all these emotions and you're frustrated. And the last thing that you want to do is sit on hold for 8 hours to try and modify your reservation. So
legitimately, you know, 8 hours.
Yeah. So, and we were said this morning that somebody was waiting an hour and a half to make a dining reservation before the park, like, because you can make dining reservations now before the parks open if you have a resort stay
for July 11th.
So, you know, do you want to do that when you're already frustrated? I mean, I love the music, but I can only listen to the Haunted Mansion soundtrack over and over again so many times.
But she'll do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll do it. And like I said, I come from a very different place because of my connections to the emotion and the memories from being a child. So for me,
she's again, a refined Disney fan. I am like the 21-year-old. I just got my ID and I'm like, I'm going to the bar.
Oh, great. Let's go to Disney Springs, which actually one of my very best friends and his wife are at Disney Springs right now because they just wanted a little bit of, I know he like texted me this morning and was like, I'm at Disney Springs. And I'm like, you're lying. And he sent me a picture and I was like, oh, that's pre-kids. Yeah. That's what happens.
Convene the Senate to make that happen now.
Yeah. No kidding. But it's just, you know, being on property and being in the magic, whether or not you even go into the parks. I mean, Tony and I had that conversation where he's like, we don't even need to go in the, if I just sit by the pool at the Polynesian, like that is totally fine by me.
It's a happy place.
It's a happy place. And the service is above and beyond. And it's just, you know, it's
Kelly comments on our Facebook Live, some things are just out of your control, out of our control, and out of Disney's control. We just have to try to deal and adjust to it as best we can. Frustrating, yes, but that is life, and have to get through it one step at a time. Hang in there. That's so true, Kelly. Thank you so much for commenting that. I appreciate it. Real quick, before we wrap this up here, I want to go over, for people who will be going, Erica, you can talk to us a little bit about this as well. And Anna brought this up about her trip, that her husband was not digging on the face mask thing. I don't know how excited I am about it, but I'm not thinking about it. I am excited to go to Disney and it's what I have to do. So that's what I will do. But face coverings are required for guests ages 2 and up. That is hilarious to me. And I'm glad my daughter is 4. I don't know that 4 is going to be better than 2, but in my mind, I'm saying it is as well. So guests and cast members will be wearing face coverings and they're doing temperature screenings. We've seen some stuff from Disney Springs about the way they're talking about it. I've seen some technology that is like contactless for bag screening potentially that could be coming to move that along. Anything else you want to talk about, things that people should definitely know before they go?
Yeah. So the My Disney Experience app was something that was touched on a lot today. So moving forward in 2021, they are eliminating the magic bands. So historically, you get a magic band and it's your room key.
Magic bands at all? Entirely?
The free magic bands.
Free magic
bands.
They
are no longer giving. So you can purchase them or you can use the My Disney Experience app. So again, going towards more of that contactless, you can check in through your resort on the My Disney Experience app. You can open your door through the app. You can check into your dining reservations and all of that. So really moving forward towards that contactless payment, or I'm sorry, the contactless with the app, but touchless, speaking of payment, yeah. Touchless, cash is not, it's all going to be a contactless payments in the park as well. So if you do have an upcoming reservation, there will be spots in the park that you can convert your cash into gift cards, but,
how do you tip?
You use your magic band or you use your My Disney Experience app. Everything's going to be paid. Your credit card will be through there.
On the Magical Express, we should do a podcast sometime about tipping and gratuity, which I'm even thinking like we have always been Disney dining plan users and we don't have dining plans right now. So I don't, that doesn't even matter. But, you know, like on the Magical Express, I think it was like a Disney food blog or something that said you should probably tip about $2 per bag that you ask people to move. So how do I like, do I ask the bus driver to take my gift card? What do I do?
Yeah, here's a 6 feet away hug.
Can I Venmo him?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I don't have the answer to that, but maybe that is okay. Just in the parks, if you're going to buy merchandise or if you're going to, you know, buy food or anything like that, within the parks they are going cashless. And they said today that they're not even going to have the capacity, like there won't even be cash in the tills. So just making sure that
I'm okay with that. I don't know. I would say our generation doesn't we're not cash people.
I hate having cash.
So yeah, I hate the expectation of it. Yeah. Steve says, do you stay on Disney property? Yes, I do. I've never not stayed on Disney property. Mm-hmm. I can't speak against the experience of staying off property because I haven't done that. But I'll tell you the reasons why I do stay on property is because I do not have to transport myself from place to place. And I can just kind of like relax and be carted around from place to place. Yeah. And it just is extremely more convenient.
So. Yeah, I completely agree. We've stayed off property when we were kids. And I remember just being a kid and being like, oh, I have to spend 45 minutes in a car and then you have to park and you have to go to the ticket transportation center and you have to do all these things. And it was terrible. It was so terrible. And I'm sure, you know, it's not terrible, but 13-year-old Erica,
probably like, not great.
Well, 13-year-old Erica's not too far off than 7-year-old.
30 other something.
But yes, it's the convenience of just being able to go back to your room and go swimming or, and let's be honest, that there are very, very nice hotels, but you have that Disney magic when you stay on property and you yes. have the smell of the Polynesian or the yacht club and you have, you know, all these different magical moments around the resort that you only get on Disney property.
I remember my cousin telling me, because I was talking about, you know, we're going to do a Florida trip. Kids have never seen the ocean. We're going to take them to Florida. We'll just go like swing by Disney and do maybe 2 days, stay off. And she said, Annie, if you're going to Disney, don't sip the Kool-Aid. Yeah. Drink all of the Kool-Aid. She goes, it's yeah. worth it. And she really relayed to me the caliber with which Disney does everything. It's worth it. Mm-hmm. Do you have to go?
Yes, very soon. I see. He's okay.
Erica's woken up. Monitoring little baby B right now. And so she was supposed to give me like a very dramatic sign when it was time to go.
He seems to be okay. But one thing I did want to note too is that one thing they did change today is that previously they had gone to a 7-day cancellation policy to where the final payment was due 7 days before arrival, just because of the fluidity of everything that was happening. But as of July 11th, they are going to go back to that 30-day. So any changes or modifications will need to be made within that 30-day window. And that's also when the final payment's due. So if you have an October trip coming up, just make sure that 7-day window is now going back to the 30 days.
Okay. Well, if you want to book a trip, if you have a trip booked, if you have questions about it, Erica is fantastic. I think she's a wonderful human and she's a fantastic travel agent. So please reach out to her, Erica, Erika, at magicexpeditions.com. I love her because she humors me with endless Disney conversation. and that way that my marriage is staying intact because I don't annoy him with it all of the time.
Yeah, talk to me about it. And like we said, by June 28th is when 2021 is going to book. So even if you have a thought, you know, we don't know what the capacity issues are going to be like. So if you're kind of on the fence about it, just get it locked in. $200 to make that deposit.
Fully refundable, $200. Yeah.
Fully refundable. And then you can always cancel it. And then if a promotion does come out, we can always apply it. We can always apply it to your reservation or, you know, change the dates to an applicable promotion that comes out, but at least then you're locked in because with the 50th anniversary coming up, we really don't know. They may get to capacity very quickly. So, so we don't know.
Well, I think we're going to be doing my vacation scheduling on Monday, whenever it opens. We don't know the specific time yet. Do we?
Yeah. It's 7 a.m. Eastern time. So it'll be 6:00 Central time.
So maybe we can do a podcast after that and we can talk about how it went or something.
Mom's going to need some coffee.
All right. Yeah. Go subscribe to the Pixie Dust podcast at radio.com. Please share it with your friends, your Disney loving friends. And please go to the Pixie Dust podcast page on Facebook. Like it, comment things that you like that we do, things you'd like to hear us discuss. We are very happy and grateful for any feedback that you will want to give us. And we are very, very excited. This is what Erica always says. She goes, Dumbo's going to be flying soon. And I love that. So Dumbo will be flying soon and we will have some magic and happiness back in our day. Erica, good to see you. Go take care of your baby with the adorable haircut. And we'll be back with the next news update as soon as we get it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.